Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room. We learned that smoking chickens is definitely his expertise, but you better buy one. And when you do, though, watch out for all the added fees.
I like
he
that.
Will do that. Here he is. Producer Eddie, what's your news story of the day?
So Lunchbox always talks about, you know, businessman getting business deals done and all that. Dude, this is crazy. So in Sun Valley, Idaho, every year, there's a billionaire summer camp. It's like a summit where billionaires from all over the world fly into this little town, and they do a summer camp all week. It's been this week. The regional airport said there were over 100 private jets that landed this week, and they all meet there. I'm talking like, you know, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg.
You think they do all dirty stuff, or are they talking business?
They say that they
like
do.
Sacrificing. You know, it's got it's probably maybe a little bit of both.
They do activities. They don't say
what kind of activities.
Elephant walk.
They don't say what those activities
are. Oh gosh.
Are. But they say like billion dollars.
Are you the only one that know what the elephant walk is?
I know what it is.
Yeah,
no, I know what it is.
Wait, oh, okay. How do you know what it is?
Because fraternities would talk about it.
Yeah,
I don't know that it would ever
Ricky
really happen.
About it.
But. I mean, honestly, I think the first person that told me about it was my dad.
What?
What in the world are you talking about your
he
dad?
Did it. Look at all these billionaires just showing up.
Do you know those people?
Some of them. Like there is the Sam Altman I know from the AI. I've seen him talk about AI.
Yeah.
I don't know, the Warner Brothers Discovery guy. But they're all getting off their planes.
It's unbelievable. And so they say that $1 billion deals go down at this summit.
I would imagine.
What? That's crazy.
I would imagine. That's pretty good. All right, next up. He drove Richard Marx to and from our studio, but the thing we don't know why is why he was so awkward and he couldn't even look Richard Marx in the eye. Here he is, Lunchbox.
You guys know Dr. Catherine Growl?
Huh.
She's also known as Dr. Roxy on TikTok.
Mm.
She's a plastic surgeon that likes to stream her little surgeries and does dances.
She streams the surgeries?
Yeah.
That's even crazy. With malpractice stuff?
And so then she got busted. Her license was suspended, and she thought she was getting all these TikTok followers. Look at me. I'm doing surgeries. And now they have permanently taken her license away.
What? Why?
Because she films.
Oh, because that's why? That's
yeah.
I thought, wow, I can't believe they don't like cameras anywhere they do anything, for the most part, medical, because of all the malpractice things that could happen.
Like they see her like leaving surgeries, coming back, doing dances, looking at the camera.
Well, that's on her then if she's doing a TikTok dance
but
while
that's
she's
what
done
I'm saying. Like she thinks, oh, TikTok is cool. Look at me. I'm getting all these followers. And she did all that and she loses her license that she wore. I mean,
so there's a patient passing on the table and she's doing a dance
TikTok
in front of
her? Famous oh practice surgeon has medical license suspended. I'm reading it here for the New York Post.
And she went to court to fight for it and they said, no, it is permanently gone. You can't get it back.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not ridiculous.
No, that she did that.
Oh, I was
but
like,
why did I just want to know what she was doing?
She was gaining TikTok followers. She thought.
But again, that's not going to make you lose your license. Gaining TikTok followers, and I don't even think it's against the rules to film. But most doctors don't allow cameras because if they mess up, their insurance is so high for malpractice reasons. But I wonder what happened in these videos. specifically. Maybe even a patient didn't agree to it.
Right. Yeah. I was thinking a waiver to say, okay, yeah, you have my permission.
Like some people, like one girl suffered a, she was including, she a perforated.
Failure to meet standards of care is what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, because she's busy doing something else that she's not.
She's not focused on the patient.
To her patient. Mm.
But the TikTok part's legal? Like you can do a stream? Mm.
Again, I'm not going to answer that as a lawyer. But yeah, you can watch surgeries. Sometimes doctors will do surgeries on, you've seen those before flipping through.
So like on TV, like, Grey's Anatomy, they're a teaching hospital.
Life-altering mistakes.
Yeah.
Board member said she focused her attention on the TikTok and talk in like the followers as it was happening, and it led to life-altering mistakes. I mean, that's what it is. Wow. Dang. What do you say?
Well, Grey's Anatomy bases a lot of things on real life, and they're a teaching hospital. And when Twitter first got popular during that season, I remember they were live streaming things on Twitter to show other doctors or medical students what they were doing and how as a way to teach, but you know, online instead of them being present. So I don't know how they got the patient's permission though.
One patient whose cosmetic procedure broadcast to over 800,000 followers needed emergency care a week after the surgery when she reportedly perforated her intestine.
Yeah, and they warned her back in September 2021 it was wrong to live stream her operations. She continued to do so.
Oh, she got warned.
Wrong, but not illegal.
Yeah.
Frowned on. But they got her because she kept messing up. Damn. All right, that's at least the story. Allegedly. I'd like to say allegedly, even if I have no idea what. Allegedly, all that happened. All right, Amy, let's do your intro here. Sorry about that. All right, Amy, she's so desperate to sleep that she hypnotized herself with videos online, and she's even admitted to drinking an entire bottle of wine. Here she is, Amy.
Like, in one sitting?
I don't know. I didn't write it.
Just go with it.
Okay. So I love following BuzzFeed, and a lot of times it's funny things, but then every once in a while it's something serious, and this 37-year-old woman was sharing her story of how she realized she had breast cancer, and it wasn't a lump. And so I thought, oh, this is interesting. I want to talk about this because she said, you know, she's aging and she saw a change in, you know, the left one versus the right one. It started to sag a little bit. And she went to see a doctor and he was like, oh, yeah, this is normal. You know, so she was like, oh, dang. She was kind of embarrassed for going in, freaking out, thinking, what's wrong with me? And she decided, huh, I'm going to get a second opinion. So she went and she did that. That doctor immediately ordered a mammogram. And sure enough, that was a symptom of her breast cancer. She did have it. But it was like a saggy, it was just starting to sag. And again, she thought it was just something that was happening with age. So two things here. If your body's changing, pay attention to it. And then also, if you get two or three opinions, if you feel like something's wrong.
Which, we were talking on the show yesterday about Lunchbox and his vomiting. He vomits and passes out. And he's like, I went to the doctor. He says, I'm okay. We're like, hey, you should try a different doctor. Because when you vomit, you pass out.
Yeah. Or sometimes before I even vomit, I pass out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as I'm getting to the bathroom.
When he talks about vomiting,
passes out.
So I think there's a second opinion probably.
Yeah.
Second opinion.
Who would you talk to? Is there a vomit doctor?
Yeah, type in vomit doctor, hit images, see what happens.
A vomitologist?
It's probably some kink.
Like, I mean, seriously, I have no idea who I'd even talk to.
I think it's probably a question for like heart, brain type thing.
Okay. You'll be okay with that.
Oh, maybe a ear, nose, and throat?
Yeah, maybe butt, foot. Who knows?
Because I don't know.
Foot and hand, mouth and butt. Who knows one of those doctors? All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's pretty tall, and he likes most sports that involve a ball. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. They put out all the Emmy nominations. I wanted to roll with it through you guys, see if you've seen any of these shows or all the shows. Best drama series, just yes or no, The Last of Us.
No.
Yes.
No.
So good.
No.
It's awesome. It's the one on Max. It's the zombies.
Yeah, you like that stuff.
Awesome. Succession.
Yes. No.
Starting season 4 now.
Yes. Yeah. So it's awesome. Yellow Jackets.
Yes.
No.
Yes. But it's kind of lost its way a little bit.
I want to see that.
Eddie's seen nothing. Eddie, do you have a TV channel?
I do, but I don't watch that.
Yellow Jackets, amazing idea. It's starting to get a little too nutty. Do you agree?
I'm not into the next. I need to watch the latest.
Is it like they kind of just lose track of like how they started and they're just like, what do we do now?
They took a big jump and it's either going to get really awesome or really weird. And I think it went a little weird.
Okay.
White Lotus.
Yes. Come on.
Yes.
Never seen it.
Oh.
Andor.
Never heard of it.
I don't know what that is. Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
No.
I think it's over. Is that why it's in this mic? Probably. Yeah. I watched Breaking Bad and a little bit of Better Call Saul back in the day.
Early.
The Crown.
Yes.
Early. Some early.
So good.
House of Dragon.
What?
No.
What
is that? Yeah, A plus.
What is that? Crown of Thorns?
Yeah, Crown of Thorns, Eddie. Crown of Thorns.
Crown of
Game Your of, favorite show, Crown of Thorns.
Game of Thorns?
Yes. I'll do a couple comedy ones here. Abbott Elementary.
Yes.
No. Yeah, it's fine.
I don't get it.
It's fine. It's like, you know, it's like The Office.
Is Teacher
Humor? No. Hold on. It is not like The Office.
Well, like, it's nowhere shot like it. Like, they did the little interviews, okay. The interstitial interviews. Yeah, I'm not. It's fine.
Like, everybody raves about it, and I watch it, and I'm like, I'm waiting for this to get laugh out loud funny, and it's just,
Everybody Loves Chris kid is in it, but he's an adult.
Yeah.
Everybody hates Chris, I guess. Is the
Thing. But it's just like,
Barry?
Yes.
No.
Watched season one, liked it, just never went back for another season. The Bear?
Yes. Yes.
Come on.
I told you guys about that one.
No, you did not. I told, it didn't matter.
Bobby was, I think you were the first to talk about it. Yeah.
He just didn't.
Yeah.
Jury Duty.
Yes.
Awesome.
That's going to win everything.
Really good.
Awesome. One of the best endings I've ever seen of a show, period.
That's still so crazy they were able to pull that off.
Mm-hmm. Marvelous Miss Maisel?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm. Only Murders in the Building?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Ted Lasso?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wednesday?
Uh-uh.
No.
What is that?
Adam's Family Girl?
Oh, no.
Nope. Wednesday, I don't know. Okay, well, those are the shows. You have something else that's not Emmy nominated, but just so everybody knows, that show Quarterback is on Netflix.
I know. I've heard about it. Have you ever started watching it?
No. But I will probably this weekend.
I've seen clips online. It looks awesome.
They followed four quarterbacks, I think, all season long. Had mic'd up during games. NFL allowed it. All season. Home. Patrick Mahomes. Kirk Cousins.
Josh Allen on there?
No.
Those are the only two I know.
Marcus Mariota. Yeah.
So, like, what's an example of something that's fun to hear or see mic'd up?
The trash talk? Just like anything.
Okay, because you already have watched the football game, so like, what are you getting
from
this?
He said off the field.
It's off the field stuff. It's like on the sideline. It's during in the huddle. Okay. When, at one point, I don't want to spoil it, but Patrick Mahomes like, you ever heard Amy on the Bobby Bones Show?
Whoa!
Like,
Amy!
He's like, I fact-checked her. NPR was right.
Patrick.
So it's stuff like that, yeah.
Okay.
Time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I want to say I love your show. My issue is Lunchbox. I am sure many like him or can tolerate him, but I cannot. He is very jealous. He is an adult bully to the listeners and the staff. I'm very turned off when he comes on the air. It actually makes the show not as enjoyable. Can I ask why he's allowed to speak to others the way he does? Is it for ratings? I'm sure after reading this email, he'll be rude, like he is on the air. It's obvious he doesn't like confrontation because he becomes rude. You would be like better if you could and were willing to accept constructive criticism, Lunchbox. And Bobby, there are times that you correct him, but then he's ruder and you allow it. I blame you, Bobby.
Oh.
Shut his mic off. Thanks. Daily listener Amanda. Lunchbox, what'd you like to say?
Check. Is this on? Good.
On.
All right. Just making sure it's not off. And I don't know what she means by the way I talk to people. Just because I'm loud, people think I talk in a bad tone.
That's aggressive sometimes. And you do throw names out, like call people names.
It's just loud, and people don't like that, and they don't like hearing the truth. They don't like having the, I don't want to treat everybody with a little, what do you call it, what do you have to
kid
do with
gloves.
Amy? Kid gloves.
No, not Amy. I was just saying, he put his hands up. I did. Then he
but
said
you
that.
Said sometimes you have to treat Amy
no,
with kid gloves.
No, not a long
gloves.
Time. Amy's okay. Good.
And I don't think it's kid gloves. He has to treat me with like
respect,
you know,
and kindness.
Sensitive gloves.
Oh. Okay,
but
sensitive
not really
gloves.
Anymore, when she was having a tough time, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
It just, but read the room.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is people.
It's Amy Sisson.
They get so upset because you're honest with them and you tell them what they want. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear the truth. Like when someone's bad at something, when someone is, you know, they call in with a stupid comment and you tell them, that was a stupid comment. Oh, that's not rude. It's just honesty.
Mm-hmm. So I would say some people could definitely hear that as rude. And just because you say it's the truth or you tell it like it is, that just means you're giving your opinion forcefully. And that's okay. But I think that's why you get to talk, because you do say how you feel.
Yeah.
It's mostly not like us. Sometimes it's funny, but it is rude sometimes. And I do try to step in. Maybe I'll try to step in a little more when he's rude.
Like when he attacks Abby
for no reason.
Like,
I didn't, out of nowhere.
Why do you bring Abby into this? What does Abby have
because
to do with this?
That's what you do.
Stop. Okay,
that's
fine. Stop. If you want to bring Abby into this, I tell her how it is. When she sounds terrible, I say, you sound terrible.
But she doesn't sound as terrible as you say. She actually sounds pretty good sometimes.
Mm. I've said it. I've said that there's people that she's better than.
Like who, for example?
That Arkansas chick.
Mm-hmm.
Pageant
girl.
Yeah, pageant girl, whenever. So, and
how would you like to respond to her formally?
And Amanda, I mean, without me, you would have nothing to complain about. And what do we like to do in life? Complain. So you should,
that's actually. That's your argument?
Yeah. I'm actually providing you with an outlet because everywhere you go, people complain about everything. If I wasn't here to complain about it, be complained about.
You're lost, dude.
I was trying to help her out.
Yeah. Well, Amanda, thank you. Noted. I will do a better job of it.
But my mic will not be turned off, Amanda. So you know what? Turn off your radio. There you go. How about that? Okay. Solves the problem.
Well, we kind of want her to listen.
I felt that was rude, though. Should I step in? I felt like that was a rude thing for me to say.
How is that rude?
We like Amanda. Yeah.
Amanda, thank you for your email. We'll work on it. Appreciate
and she did
that.
Blame you, too. So you should be mad at Amanda, too.
Yeah, man. Turn off your radio. If you want to email us, you can. Morgan, what's that address?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
All right. Thank you, guys.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Charlize Theron had no front teeth until she was 8 years old. She was pretty sick as an infant, and the antibiotics rotted all her teeth.
Whoa.
Now, that's not that fun. Admit it.
Not fun at all.
No.
Interesting, but not fun.
But she's good now. She's beautiful.
Boom.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! Around the room, Eddie.
Before the 1920s, you could mail your child for just 15 cents.
How
anywhere in the
how
world. It was a loophole. The mail was started and they didn't really define all the rules. So for 15 cents, you can be like, all right, take my child to New York. Thank you. And
so you didn't put them in a box and seal it.
No.
It's like Uber.
The postman would take them. Okay, all right. I will deliver them to New York.
Like on a train.
How awesome is that?
Did anybody? No. No.
But they said that it was a lot cheaper than a train ticket. So a lot of people did that.
So they did do it.
Yeah, they would mail kids across the country.
That's crazy.
I mean, mostly across town, I think, because the mail is faster. That way they can get there in a couple hours.
That's local. Morgan.
The first public high five was between Dusty Baker and Glenn Burke of the Los Angeles Dodgers on October 2nd, 1977.
Dusty Baker, Major League Baseball player, but also manager in one World Series.
Yeah,
he's been around for a long time.
He wears the gloves.
I think he's the oldest manager coach to ever win a championship. Period.
Wow.
And he was the first person to ever do a high five.
That's correct. I didn't know that.
That's pretty cool. What year?
1977.
That's so revolutionary then. Yeah.
It was the first public one that got captured. So there could have been more before that, but this is the first public captured on film, photo, whatever it may have been.
Amy.
In the Netherlands, employees can be absent for up to 2 years while receiving 70% of their salary as sick pay.
Wow. A lot of trust happening there.
How long would we be able to?
Well, Lunchbox would just be... he's sick all the time anyway, and he shows up.
Yeah.
He'd just be sick.
I'm a team player, man.
You are.
Got to play hurt.
Well, just something popped in my head, too, because of Lunchbox. I saw that in the U.S. here, I think, we spend, over $200 billion in hangovers, or we cost our employees
that much. He doesn't get hungover, though, ever in his whole life. Not one time. Did you know that? He just has, tuberculosis and all the other diseases, but he's never got hangovers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ever, right?
Not that I mean, I see people that can't move the next day, and I don't understand that. I've never experienced that kind of life.
I feel like you need to get tested for something, like submit your body to science.
I didn't. I found out I had tuberculosis.
I mean,
all right, Lunchbox, give us your poop or pee fact, I'm guessing.
5-star resorts in the Middle East and Asia serve this coffee. It's called Black Ivory Coffee. Did you know it comes from elephant poop? That's right. Elephants eat coffee beans sometimes. And they go through their digestive system, and they are so rich, and they take away the bitter taste that they can get $500 a pound for those beans. So people will go sort through the elephant poop and sell them.
Mm.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that.
That's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Not fun, though.
That's gross.
No, that's fun. That is amazing.
I'm having fun.
It makes it, when it goes through the elephant,
we got it.
Yeah. It makes it kind of taste fruity. Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay, minor music, a little category here. Someone Like You by Adele came out in 2011, and it became the first strictly voice piano to ever be number one. Only voice piano. Only song to do that. I guess she sings so good, so hard, so pure that I forget that it's just one instrument with her.
Wow.
Because her voice dominates. Creed has sold more albums in the United States than Jimi Hendrix.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Double check that fact.
I love Creed. And finally, Led Zeppelin, R.E.M., and Depeche Mode have never had a number one song. Led Zeppelin, R.E.M., Depeche Mode.
Wow.
Never a number one song. Rihanna's had 14.
What?
That's a funny fact.
Which Depeche Mode is that? Reach out and touch things.
Da, 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 da,
is that them?
Reach out and touch
Who
faith.
Who sings that?
That's a good question.
I thought it was reach out and touch
that,
them.
That could, I don't.
That's Depeche Mode.
It is?
Yeah. Reach out and touch faith.
Yeah, that's not really my vibe jam knowledge.
I would think that would have been
I just remember the Black
one.
Eye. There's a little before me, and I never listened to them, so I know a lot about them.
Yeah.
Personal Jesus is that song.
That's it.
Reach out, touch faith.
Well, now I know it's faith.
What'd you think it was?
Reach out and touch them.
Them?
Oh, I thought it was me for a long time until I realized it was Personal Jesus, the name of the song. That's
Fun Fact Friday.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Back in 2006, Ashley Payne graduated from high school, top of her class, started college, and then she was diagnosed with a pulmonary embolism. So she dropped out to prioritize her health. Now, fast forward 17 years later, and she's a mother of seven. Mm. She is finally graduating from college, something she's always wanted to do. And
with seven kids to go back to school?
Valedictorian.
That's crazy.
Yes. And she said she credits her family for helping her make it through all of that. Specifically, a note she found from her daughter that gave her motivation. It said this: aim for the moon, and if you miss, you may hit a star.
Yeah. I'm Casey Kasem.
Yeah.
Keep reaching, keep your feet on the ground, and keep reaching for the stars.
Yeah.
That's a great story. I mean, sometimes Eddie came in exercise because he's got four kids, and then she went to college with seven.
I know, right?
Yeah. He's like, oh, man, I got four kids. I can't really do any sit-ups today. What does that have to do with anything?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know how it is, man. I got kids.
I don't understand how you have seven kids.
Yeah. Well, it's here's what happens. There's a bird and there's a bee.
Right. No. They mean. No. I get that. But what I'm saying is you probably can't even spend time with them every day.
That's not...
No, it's true.
Hey, if you're going to college, remember you can't.
You cannot spend time with all seven.
But if they're in school, I don't know.
Right. But they're all spaced. Well,
they are spaced, but still, that's a lot of kids.
It is.
Hey, shout out to her for having all the kids and for going back to college. That's a motivator.
Now that I think about it, she probably didn't have a lot of time. Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Just kidding.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Easy trivia. Amy, ready?
Ready.
Answers that start with A. That's the category. What company makes the iPhone?
Apple.
Good. Lunchbox. What company has free shipping on millions of items if you're a Prime member?
Amazon.
Correct. Morgan, what actor played the Terminator and is the former governor of California?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Correct. Abby, what state was I born in?
Arkansas.
Correct. Good job, everybody. You're still
learning. Yeah.
Now, if you wonder why you didn't hear Eddie, he's been banned from this round.
Just going to sit back and enjoy the game.
Right. And from now on, turn your mic off, please.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. There he is. He's off. His mic's off. Amy's got the TR on because Amy's the champion. Woo! Let's go. Nobody's clapping but me, really, and a little bit of Morgan.
Thanks, guys.
Why are you the villain?
I don't know. Wow. I feel like anybody with the tiara is the villain. Mm.
Okay, the category is 90s movies. Now, if you miss it, you're going to hear this sound.
You've been boned.
Don't get boned. Amy, what Pixar movie debuted Woody and Buzz in 1995?
Toy Story.
Good. 90s movies, Lunchbox. What screwball comedy is about two idiotic friends named Harry and Lloyd?
Dumb and Dumber.
Correct.
Yeah.
Morgan, what Disney movie is about a lion prince named Simba and his father?
The Lion King.
Correct. Abby, which Tom Hanks movie is about the history of the United States from the 50s to the 70s from the perspective of an Alabama man with an IQ of 75?
Forrest Gump.
Correct. Good job. We're all in. Going to round three. Toys is the category, Amy. The Tickle Me version of what Sesame Street character was the It toy in 1996?
Tickle Me Elmo.
Correct. Lunchbox, what plastic building block toy was invented in Denmark?
What?
What plastic building block toy was invented in Denmark?
Building block toy? Building block toy? Mr. Potato Head.
Oh,
you've been wow. Hey,
everybody, what's the answer?
Legos.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh,
what?
Legos.
Oh, I love building block.
Everybody thought he was kidding. Every single one of you guys looked at me like, is he kidding?
Did you say building block vegetable or?
I did not. Building block. I said. Building.
I didn't know their name was. I thought you building blocks. I didn't know their Legos. I thought was a toy, like a type of toy. Like
that's
it was,
the category toys.
No. What I am saying is, I did not understand that they were a specific toy. I don't know what you call those. I just call them building blocks. I didn't know they were.
You call Legos building blocks. That's the biggest. That's not true.
Do they have like generic
that's
Legos?
Not true.
Yes, they have generic Legos. 100%.
You didn't think Lego was a brand?
No.
What about the Lego movie?
Oh, I thought, okay, that's a Lego movie. Cool. I mean, I really thought it was, I just thought it was a generic toy. Like, I didn't know there was a name that you, I thought there was a specific company.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm sorry, you've been eliminated.
That's cool.
You've been boned. Morgan, what popular doll is known for her iconic blonde hair and pink accessories?
Barbie.
Correct. Abby, what toy is a cube-shaped puzzle that the player attempts to twist and turn so all the squares on each face are the same color?
A Rubik's Cube.
Correct. The category is science. Did anybody... Everybody knew Lego was a brand. Yeah.
We all knew Lego was the answer to that question.
Okay, just making sure.
He's like looking it up right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of knockoff brands. That's what I'm saying. Like,
We're not arguing there's not knockoff brands, but...
But even a lot of times, like, Q-tip is a brand, but you always call a cotton swab a Q-tip because they're so good at branding. Like, right. Legos is so good at branding.
Everything's called Legos.
Even if I saw
generic.
Call
them building blocks.
Yeah, or a different...
Like you said.
Yeah.
You just call them building blocks.
I would say Lego.
Like, go get the building blocks.
Well, that's how you just described building. You said that the clue was building blocks.
What plastic building block toy was invented in Denmark? And the Denmark part's tough, but everybody knew it was toys. And it was easy.
Yeah, so I thought building blocks.
Building blocks.
I was very
Mr.
confused.
Potato Head. Yes.
Okay. But you do have to build them together.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Science. Amy, what is the force that pulls objects towards the center of the Earth?
Towards the center?
What is the force that pulls objects towards the center of the Earth?
Gravity?
Correct. Morgan, what's the chemical symbol for water?
H2O.
Correct. Abby, botany is the study of what?
Oh, plants.
Correct. Good job, everybody. Famous characteristics of U.S. states. Amy, what state is known for being the home to Mount Rushmore?
Uh-huh. I want to go there. I have not been... But I want to go to South Dakota.
Correct. Morgan, what state is known for its rocky coastline and delicious lobster?
What state is known for that rocky coastline and lobster would be Maine.
Correct. Very good. Which state is famous for its cheese production?
Cheese. Okay, I'm not going to mess this up. They have like cheese curds and stuff. Wisconsin.
Correct. Historical figures. Amy, who was the leader of the Underground Railroad?
Okay. Two in my head. Two women. They're women. Harriet Tubman.
Correct.
Oh.
Morgan, who is the famous scientist who formulated the theory of relativity?
Oh, gosh. Theory.
Famous scientist, theory of relativity.
I don't know. As soon as Mr. Potato Head. It's going to come out of my head. It won't be right.
That's going to be your answer, huh?
Oh. It's in there somewhere, but it's.
Can you think of a famous scientist at all?
Thomas Jefferson.
Albert Einstein.
Who's the light bulb guy?
You mean
guy?
Edison?
Yeah. I told you, it wasn't in my head.
Eddie, you're eliminated. You're not allowed to make fun of people. You're not even in the game, buddy.
You're not even in the room.
Yeah.
What was the answer?
Albert Einstein.
Okay.
Abby, you need this to stay in the game. Who is a civil rights activist known for her refusal to give up her seat on the bus?
Rosa Parks.
Good job. Category sports, two people remain. Amy, what does MLB stand for? M as in money.
Yeah.
MLB.
Major League Baseball.
Correct. Abby, what does NFL stand for?
National Football League.
Amy, what does NHL stand for?
National Hockey League.
Correct. Abby, what does NBA stand for?
National Basketball Association.
Correct. Next category, tall. The category is tall. What's the tallest land animal, Amy?
A giraffe.
Correct. What's the tallest building in the United States?
Is that the, it's in New York. No! I know what it is. The building. I know what it is. Can you say it again? The tallest in...
Yeah. What's the tallest building in the United States?
I'm giving myself time. The iPhone. The iPhone
Tower is not right.
No, you're gonna say it.
I am going to say it. That's how this works. I always give the answer when you didn't get it.
I see it. It's the tallest one. Why doesn't it come to me?
It's the One World Trade Center.
The what?
She was thinking the Empire State Building.
I was.
Oh, no.
Oh, shoot. I was thinking.
That was like in the 40s, the tallest one.
Oh.
Eddie, so say it again just for future.
The One World Trade Center.
The One World Trade Center?
Yeah. Oh. Eddie, you can turn your mic up. And Amy, you are the winner. Nice job. Hey. All those questions, just a building block to life. You know what I mean?
Like, what do you mean? Like a building block?
It just, you know, building blocks. Hmm. You know, you build stuff.
Like toys?
Well, some would say toys. Some would say just like little box that you put builds on.
Huh.
Mr. Potato Head.
Abby, got you the same spot. No win. Doesn't matter.
Okay, that's
a real bad. If you ain't first, you're last.
Thank you.
Oh, my good one. Easy trivia. Another winner, Amy. A voicemail from last night.
Hey, so I was just sitting here wondering, hoping you could inform us all as listeners just in terms of your typical morning routines. I'm always intrigued waking up so early in the morning each day just to kind of go through your morning routine. And what's that about?
I wake up in the morning and I'm stomping on and I don't think I'll ever make it on time. Yeah, so I just set my alarm about 3:45 or 4, and I usually wake up 30 minutes before that.
Yourself.
Wow.
On your own.
Mm-hmm. I hate it. I wish I could just sleep to my alarm, but I'm usually like, what time is it? Am I oversleeping? 30 minutes. Okay, I can risk it and go back to sleep. Ah, screw it. Just get up. So that happens. Sometimes it's 1 in the morning. So my routine is that every morning I wake up running an obstacle course on time. And then we have a situation now with the dog in the dog door. So I have to take the dogs out and be out with them for a while in the morning now instead of just putting them through the dog door. So I do that. And then I feed them. I do a lot. It takes 15, 20 minutes to do the dog stuff. And then I sit down, look at the notes from the night before that I'd made and sent off to Mike. And then I just start working on the day and then come in and start the show. I usually put on SportsCenter while I'm working just so I can kind of understand what's going on in the world.
In the sports world.
That has nothing to do with the show. And then I'll flip around to the news later. But usually I'll watch the whole SportsCenter. And then, you know, come in. Usually of us here of the studio, Mike, I'm the first one here. So I come in and do commercials before the show starts, just forever. Commercials and local liners. And then Amy's quick to come in pretty after me. And then Eddie. And then Lunchbox shows up sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I try to get here like 2 minutes before.
Yeah. So, but that's it. Amy, your morning routine?
Well, I mean, I wake up to my alarm. And I don't press snooze anymore because for years and years and years I press snooze, but I am snooze free. And then I journal for 3 minutes.
You still journal even in the morning?
Yes, that's when I like to journal. Wow. I set a timer for 3 minutes, and then after that I go get coffee and then I get ready.
Good for you, the journaling that early. How long have you done that? Is that like working out? You do it for like a week and you're like, it sucks.
Oh gosh, I mean, I could go back and look at the date in my journals. I've gone through an entire journal. I had to get a new journal.
Oh, so it is now. It's habitual.
Oh yeah.
Question, what do you journal about that early in the morning? Like, you just woke up, there's nothing to write.
Dear diary, I'm sleepy.
I can't wait to take a nap. Like, I mean,
once you get used to it, but there's journaling prompts you can use. You can ask yourself a question and then answer it. Or sometimes I'm
like, dear journal, are you sleepy? Yes, I am.
Yeah, you start off that way and then you end up writing more.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
What's your reason for working out?
It's a great question. Training.
Training for what?
Exactly. You never know.
Okay.
You know, well, I thought too, once I got married, I wouldn't care as much. And I'm not in a place now where I'm consumed or obsessed with how I look because I'm not doing anything on camera. I really only care about that a whole lot whenever I know I'm going to be on camera. But I think it's just to be healthy.
Well, it's making a shift for sure because a new study was just done. And only like a handful of years ago, people were doing it for appearance and that was all. But now it is for mental health.
When I do it for appearance, I work out in a different way and I eat differently. Now, I had a croissant for breakfast. I don't think anything about it. When it's only work related if I'm like, I'm 4 pounds overweight. That's because I know I got to be on camera. And they want me to look good. So it's a pressure type thing. But generally, no, it's the head. It's mental stuff.
Yeah, that's it. Most people these days. Exercising.
These biceps.
I
don't just come out of nowhere.
Those guns. Yeah.
Mental well-being. So if you haven't worked out in a while, see how it'll help you mentally.
Maybe we say if you haven't exercised. Working out feels so like weights.
Oh, yeah. True. I mean, yeah.
Or been active. That's a good one, mm-hmm. too.
Right, because my workout is a hike.
Yeah, being active, I think, is great for mental health. Like when I go play pickleball with my friends, That's being active. And it's a great workout as well. But yes.
Okay, so if you're stuck at a red light and you're like, why is it not changing? Well, the light might not know you're there. So there's some things you can do to let it know. Like there's sensors underneath you that are buried in the ground. A lot of times there's a rectangle notating where they are and you can kind of roll your car back and forth over it. If that doesn't work, then you can start flashing your high beam headlights over and over because somehow that also could activate a sensor.
A different kind of sensor that sees lights.
Is that for like emergency vehicles? No. Ambulances?
I think it's just a different sensor, like a red light or like a camera. I think they're just different sensors that do different things.
Right. And you never know what kind of sensors at the light you're at. It may not have any sensors. And in that case, you're just stuck. But
and that's when you do number three. You look both ways and you go if it's been forever.
Oh, exactly.
There.
Honking a horn doesn't work at all. There's no noise.
911?
Sensors? No, but they do say if you do any of this, please be safe about it. And then if you happen to get pulled over, you can just explain the situation to law enforcement.
Yeah, that often works. If you do something illegal, but explain it. Yes. Okay, what else?
A bus full of fourth graders on a field trip in Louisiana were singing Luke Combs, She Got the Best of Me, and it's so cute. Yeah, they were on a field trip and they're on the bus. And I just feel like as a kid, that's going to be a core memory. Anytime they hear that song, they're probably going to think of that field trip when they were in fourth grade.
That's definitely field trip vibes, not going to school in the morning vibes.
Definitely not.
Because ain't no way I'm singing any song with everybody else on that bus going to school. But field trip, you feel good. All right, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's a student pilot, like, I'm going to go out for a fly. So they're out in Denver, and they get in an airplane, like, let's go. And they get a single-engine Cessna. They take off. We're approaching 100. And all the power goes out in the plane.
100 what?
100 feet in the air.
That's it? Oh, my.
That power went out quick. We sure they had power ever?
They just got off the ground. Oh, it says 100 feet. I don't know how far that is. Doesn't seem that far. But, like, what do? No engine, no power, and it's just a student. Not like it's, like, some expert flyer. Oh, I'd be freaking out. Ah, we're all going to die. Not this pilot. Student says, you know what? Just stay calm. Stay calm. Guides it. Glides. Hits two power lines. Boom.
Oh, he didn't get to land it at the airport?
No.
Like, he didn't turn it around?
No, there's no turning around, man. When you got no power, there's no turning. You just go.
I didn't know if it was just the tools or
everything's out.
The engine's out.
Engine's out, everything. It's just you and your passenger. Good luck. Hits a couple power lines, lands it safely in a field.
Surprised the power line didn't like flip that plane over.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. But no one was hurt.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm going to go up again. Or I'm not afraid to go up ever again because I just handled a situation. But me, I'm not going up ever again. Like, I did it. I'm good.
I'm going to need a backup engine from now on.
I'm going to need some paper towels, too.
Yeah.
For you to clean up the inside of the plane.
Oh, sure.
Man. Well, good. And the person that was on the plane with them was probably very happy, too.
Oh, just imagine if you're like, oh, hey, guys, I'm learning how to fly. Come fly with me. I got you.
Are you showing off for a girl?
Oh, dude. First date.
Oof. And you hit a power line?
Never going to get a second date. Guarantee that.
Or it's like do it hot. On purpose and like save your life.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, if you want to live.
And we're all assuming it's a dude, huh?
I think you said he.
I did say he.
Okay.
So you assumed first.
Yeah, you told us it was a dude.
All right.
That's it. Save the life. That's what it's all about. Thank you.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.